Rick, who is right? Was Paul a teacher of truth or a contradiction?
That's what we're here for, and that's why we brought Julie back with us, because whenever we talk about contradictions, she seems to show up. Julie, how you doing?
No, that's no good. Hi, Rick and Jonathan. Well, this is part two of a four-part series that we're doing about the Apostle Paul. I expected atheists to have some unresolved issues with the Bible, but I was surprised that there are many sincere Christians who are having difficulty with apparent contradictions in the life and teachings of Paul.
So Paul's an interloper. However it happened that he became a disciple. You know, you look at these things and there's these dramatic assumptions. And Jonathan, think about this particular soundbite that really gets to me is he's saying they're referencing the time when Paul faces off with Peter because he began to ignore the Gentile Christians and went to sit with the Jewish Christians. And Paul said, that's not right. So what they're saying with their commentary, if you have the interchange between Paul and Peter, Peter always has the upper hand. Peter's always right because Peter was with Jesus. So they're saying it was right for Peter to ignore the Gentile Christians. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
So he's basically saying, you don't have time for the noise. Don't waste your time. It's irrelevant to Christ-likeness. How about a practical example? Politics. If you are called to follow Christ, you're an ambassador for heaven. We are living in a foreign country, representing God. Avoid worldly politics. Our goal is Christ.
Pretty straightforward. Absolutely. And that's what the apostle's saying. Avoid the noise. You don't have time for it.
This is called How Do I Avoid Burnout? And this is part one of a two-part series.
Our response is dependent on what we claim as precious and valuable in our lives. So folks, take a look at yourself, because if you don't have anything that fits into that category, when trial and difficulty comes, you're going to get caught flat-footed. You're going to get caught not being able to find your feet. And that's not what you want.
When we talk about burnout, I think there is this stigma of, you know, you have to be strong and you have to be resourceful and you need to not be vulnerable. And I love that this story is an example of it's okay to rely on your friends. It's okay to open up and it's okay to feel feelings.
Well, we want to ask ourselves, do we fixate on the weight of the experience or on the weight of God's providence in the experience? And I think the perspective, Rick, you use the word perspective all the time. I want to say literally all the time, but I don't like to say literally. But literally all the time, you use the word perspective. And it is a matter of fixating on where are you going to go with it? Is it going to be on how awful this is that's happening to me and God will get farther and farther and farther away from me with that? Or is it what is God's providence in this experience?
So am I fixating on ruin or resilience? I mean, that's really, really right. What we've got to be looking at.